Hi, Dr. Sonia Olson here, long-term emergency clinician and currently a clinician wellness trainer with Blue Pearl's health and well-being team.
I'm Diana Barone, Blue Pearl's Northeast Regional Social Worker.
Together, we're going to be bringing you our new mobile wellness podcast, Shucking Oysters.
We're going to be cracking open those oysters to get a pearl of wellness wisdom. So let's dig in.
Today, we're going to bring you a conversation about creating brave spaces. This requires us to really take some consideration into both self and group accountability to support this culture of growth, of learning. And in this brave space where we step forward and we hold it, the goal here is that we want to really talk about how do we develop this overall environment, this ecosystem that supports that growth and learning, as well as developing resiliency for ourselves and for the whole collective, for our practice, for the organization, and quite truthfully, as far as the whole vet industry goes, it starts with us. So Diana, I think maybe to set this conversation up, it may be helpful for us to break it down into some chunks. Can you start that for us?
I sure can. So looking at an overall goal of promoting a positive and more resilient culture that's founded on compassion, respect, and accountability. And to break it down, we do want to look at the micro level, which is the individual, and how that plays out and feeds into these other systems. But micro being the individual or a smaller system, mezzo being your practice level and small group settings, and then macro being the larger systems at play. That would be Blue Pearl, the veterinary industry, and using an even wider lens, looking at the United States as a whole.
Excellent. So that just helps us to kind of take this in bite-sized pieces, right, Diana, where we're just looking at where we can make the difference rather than taking it all in at once, which feels a bit overwhelming. So what are we really pointing to when we're saying this word accountability? Well, it does mean, yes, accountability. It means responsibility for your actions, your words, your mindset, and your being to bring forward a space of respect, awareness of what you are doing and adding to the conversation, you're listening, and also then you hold space, you model certain behavior. That could be good behavior, or that could be not so helpful behavior. And you might also then encourage people to be aware. So that's the group accountability. We define who we are, what our values are, and in together, we create a space of something called psychological safety. And you may have found that this is coming up as a term more, where you're hearing it. And what we're pointing to is a place where people feel that they belong, for all the ways they need to feel that they belong, where they can show up as their authentic selves. And that is a place where we are doing our best work, our best medicine. We are learning and growing together. This means we have to drop the perfectionism. It helps us to debunk the imposter syndrome that we don't belong. And we acknowledge that some of our best learning happens as a result of mistakes, quote unquote. So that's a beautiful space for all of us to lean into, because it engenders a place of wanting to be. So that's a sustainable space. So Diana, maybe it would be helpful, now that you've broken down that micro, meso, macro, how about we look at some specific concepts with each of those levels for veterinary medicine?
We can do that. So looking at how we hold accountability in our body, in our person, that's really going to be what micro is referring to. And that is implementing self-care, checking our internal biases, whether they're known or unknown, remembering our boundaries, always offering that self-compassion and monitoring our self-talk. That's going to develop an optimistic mindset, a grateful mindset. And so that's looking at how we hold that accountability in our person system as individuals. And then mezzo is going to really be looking at how we operate and connect with family and friends in our communities, in your hospital settings, when interacting with others. using communication styles, being an advocate, implementing engagement, remembering respect and trust, and really creating a shared culture and vision of how you want to show up together as a collective. And then when we look at macro, it's the larger ecosystem to consider. So we're really looking at the veterinary industry at large and concerns for the industry, as well as the untapped potential out there for the industry, the tools and resources and investing in them and the people, as well as keeping that One Health concept top of mind, how we're connected to each other, to animals, to the environment, and how we all need to operate in tandem to create a better world. And then if we want to even zoom out more, we're looking at the United States as a country and the huge amount of variances across our country, both in population, in socioeconomic and demographic differences, and our size. And we're just very diverse. So keeping all of that in mind when we're looking at the macro system, which is an umbrella that really holds everything else in it, but they all overlap and interact with each other, with the mezzo, the micro, and the macro. So we really want to be able to empower ourselves to recognize where we can create impact with our individual actions, words, and ways of being, with our communal actions, words, and ways of being, and with our systemic actions, words, and ways of being.
That's so helpful, Diana. Thank you. And I want to just then wrap this up by saying, look, this is an important conversation to hold space for other conversations that Diana and I will bring forward to you, but we felt like this would be an important foundation to start with. And why does this construct matter as of today? Well, there's really three things that we just wanted to wrap this up with. Number one, Diana just pointed to it, the empowerment piece. It empowers ourselves to have individual wisdom and strength by bringing clarity and a feeling of safety and of belonging. When we're in that space, we are better able to connect to others, to connect to our community, to our group and individual values, to bring forth positive change. I think we could all agree we need some of that. Number two is a space for efficacy. We are not victims of our circumstances. That in fact, we have a lot to say and a lot to contribute to the conversation. And it's really up to us to choose our mindset, our words, our actions, and we can help to shift conversations. We can do that. And there's power in the collective. So it starts with us. We hold space for others while holding ourselves in our authentic values. And the third piece is just to recognize that your efforts matter, that the power in the collective does in fact start with us recognizing and really believing in our individual worth and the fact that we know that we have the potential impact in our spaces that we live in, work in, and quite truthfully, the world. Don't play small, okay? But start where you are, practice this. So we want to wrap this up as we do with bringing you some resources. I'll bring you mine first, then Diana will share hers. I love Angela Duckworth's book, Grit. It really focuses in on the individual, so on the micro level. So consider maybe digging, time with that book or listening to it. If you're wanting to maybe look at accountability, individual worth, and resiliency building, Angela Duckworth. Diana, what's yours?
Thanks, Sonia. Yeah, I'd like to include Dr. Linda Greenhill, who holds a master's in public administration, as well as a PhD in education, in administration and organizational change. And so she's really focusing more on the mezzo and the macro levels and creating a culture for all to feel safe and belong from an equity, inclusion, and diversity lens. Her book is called Navigating Inclusion and Diversity in Veterinary Medicine. Just want to thank you guys for listening and considering this pearl of creating a brave space at work. This is so valuable to ensure that everyone can show up as their authentic selves and feel part of a genuine, all-inclusive community. reciprocal accountability and support on a micro, mezzo, and macro level will help make that space a possibility. So thank you so much, and ciao for now.
Thanks so much. See you next time.
For more episodes of this podcast and other health and well-being resources, head to mypluralvet.com.